Today with me is Debbie. Debbie came to me yesterday with a lot of problem. Basically headache, sinus problem, depression, and so forth. And I'll let Debbie tell her story. Debbie?
I came in and had a lot of discomfort, constant sinus problems, and therefore been getting migraines and some dizziness, and had a lifelong, I'm 30 years old, and I've had depression problems since my youth.
Mm-hmm. So what was the biggest problem?
The biggest, most physical problem, it seemed, was the sinus, and chronic every day of having the sinus headache and pressure and going to doctors and not just getting medicine to cover it up, and even that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's frustrating.
So what kind of medicine are you taking for everything, for your emotional, for your physical problem? What kind of medication are you taking?
I'm taking an antidepressant for the depression.
I try not to move.
Oh yeah, I'm taking an antidepressant for the depression, and I had taken over-the-counter stuff for sinus, but since it didn't work, I stopped doing that because it wasn't working, so I didn't want to take anything.
So you're just taking antidepressant, that's all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No sinus problem, no pain, no sinus medication,
no.
Pain? Or,
no.
Okay, what were you taking for the antidepressant?
Antidepressant, I'm taking Effexor,
mm-hmm.
And it had seemed to work fairly well to smooth out my mood swings. But then with a lot of physical stuff happening, it didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think it was working that well because you
no.
were quite depressed yesterday
yes.
when you first came to see me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So how many doctors have you seen for your problem, for the depression and so forth?
A few different psychiatrists, psychologists for the depression. And then for the headaches and dizziness, I went to the general doctor, then to the neurologist, and
what did they do?
Everything was fine with the CAT scan and the MRI, but they wanted to do cortisone injections into my neck for the nerve blockage that I was having, and I really wasn't leery on putting cortisone in. So then I went to look for alternatives, and I had done acupuncture before and other things, but all at different times where it was still only temporary.
Mm.
And now with this, it's a lot more effective.
A lot more effective. Okay, so did acupuncture help you in the past?
It did, but it was temporary.
Mm.
I really didn't realize the root of the problem then.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the root problem now?
Definitely with the depression and the underlying of anger.
Yes. I brought out all those things to you.
Yes.
Those are the things that really weaken your body and make you susceptible to all these physical symptoms you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had, can you describe to us how you felt yesterday before my first treatment?
Before, I was very discouraged, very depressed, very fatigued, and I had the normal sinus headache that I had every day. And then I had had nerve sensitivity on the right side of my neck. So I was just frustrated that I had all these symptoms.
And you also have some menstrual problem, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you describe that? Because I know you're going to correct that. So
yes.
Compare to you now, a month later, compare how you know. So what kind of menstruation problem you have?
I was having a lot heavier flow, especially the first 2 days of each period, and feeling very anemic and dizzy and weak.
Mm.
So I didn't really realize until I had fainted one evening.
Oh, yes.
That, so I really started to think back of each period has been more that way, and why is it? And, you know, it keeps going.
And you're expecting a period next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. I'm telling you, you're going to improve.
Great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyway, so how do you feel after the first treatment?
Wonderful. I felt lighter. I felt my head was clear, the sinus was clear, I was happy,
that's the
energetic.
Most important thing, because
yep.
That's what you, the thing that I know you were so worried about is that you're going to have to go through life with that depression. To me, that was your main problem.
Yes.
Yeah, and you didn't come with that. Clearing that in mind, you just headache, the physical thing, you didn't know that I can handle the other thing, but I know that was your main concern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gone through depression before. I told you that physical pain never got me down.
Right.
But the depression really drained me. It set my
motivation
to try to I just exist. Mm-hmm. So depression is really the single most important thing. That's why yesterday when I saw you, I knew there was a problem. And
yeah.
I told you I can cure your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you also have a lot of acne and pimples mm-hmm. and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did that, I noticed it improved a lot.
Oh, it's much better from
even
yesterday.
Even after the one treatment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that lasts about how long?
Yesterday it lasted about 3 hours, and then it was gradual. I started to get the sinus headache, and I felt tired, and then I didn't sleep well, and just woke up very lethargic, and then the headache started.
Mm-hmm.
So headache I could see
today.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could see I had a lot of blockage.
Right.
For the difference of how I felt, how good I felt, to then how much the toxins
exactly.
were there.
So it gives you an idea. Okay, actually, so after the treatment now, you feel better?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I want to let you know two things. Yesterday, I had to do a lot to make you feel better.
Yes.
Today, I do only one quarter as many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I did yesterday is still in effect.
Effective.
Okay, so today, next tomorrow, you do another treatment, it'll be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll last longer and longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, the more this treatment you get, the longer it lasts. Sooner or later, you don't need the treatment. So
right.
basically, I'm not using Novocaine. I'm using your energy, your healing energy.
Right.
So get your body working by itself.
Yes.
And in about a month, okay, we'll talk about all the other symptoms. Like today, I asked you to stop all your medication, your antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have any problem, you tell me tomorrow, I'll get rid of it.
Okay.
And it's really that
simple.
From
the withdrawal, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. How much are you taking right now?
150 milligrams, 75 milligrams twice a day.
Twice a day?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is this supposed to be heavy dose? I don't use them, so I don't know.
No, I think it's on the lower scale.
Okay.
We started with, or I guess it's in the middle, because I think we started with 75 each
okay.
day and then went up on it. But
okay. Well, I'm expecting nothing. No problem from your withdrawal. I told you that I have a patient take lithium, Prozac, and seven different medications for 10 years. And both times she tried to withdraw them herself, and she ended up in the hospital for 10 days.
Right.
And when she came back to me, she was used to be my former patient. This time, after second treatment, you dropped everything. Her name is Olga. I know you should really listen to her on our website. Yeah. Anyway, thanks very much for the interview. And in a month or 2-3 weeks, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure that we do another one. You'll be symptom free
okay.
and happy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.